Hello and welcome. This is Connie Reagan Green from HugeProfitsTinyList.com with another call in the podcast series. This week, I'm excited to be speaking with Shelly Hitz. Shelly is an author, entrepreneur, publisher, does so many things. She has information to share with you that you don't want to miss. Welcome, Shelly.
Thank you, Connie. It's great to be here and be on your show.
Yes, I'm thrilled to have you, and you made me laugh right before we started because I wanted to make sure I was pronouncing your name correctly, and I said, it is Hitz, right? Shelly Hitz. And you said, yes, it's like Ritz, like a Ritz cracker, but with an H, and that just tickled me.
Yeah, I know. It is a hard name. Like, a lot of people want to say Heights, and so that's the little trick that I tell people. But yeah, it's always good to laugh.
It is. See, now with me, the funny thing with my name is people will say, is there an E on the end of green? And I'll say, no, green like the color. And they go, with an E on the end? And I say, no, the other color. So that's what I deal with. Well, Shelly, you know, have I met you in person more than twice? Because we met at NAMS in Atlanta, and then you were kind enough to come to my mastermind that I hosted in outside of Denver in Colorado. But have we met previously to that?
NAMS was the first time we met. I had been following your site and your information for a long time, but we finally got to meet for the first time in NAMS, so that was awesome.
Awesome, yes, because you are such a wonderful person. You're so smart. You're so talented. But more than anything else, and this is real important to me, you're a real nice person, and I just want you to know how valuable that is in my mind.
Well, I really appreciate that, and that's one of the things that I love helping people. And I was going through doing an exercise the other day of my 5 top core values. And one of my top 5 core values is connecting or community. So I truly want to connect with people. But then another one is self-expression and authenticity, like just being myself and just being who I am. So I'm glad that you saw that, because those are some of my core values.
All right, and those core values tend to always come through no matter what. So that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Well, how did you get started with writing, first of all? Were you someone that wrote when you were a child? Did it come later? How did that get started?
You know, it's really interesting. I call it the twists and turns of life, because similar to you, I started in a completely different career. I was a physical therapist for 12 years. And just thought I would do that or else be a mom, or I just had no desire to have another career. However, just was really led into writing some resources for teen girls. At the time, I was doing speaking with my husband. He would speak to the boys, I would speak to the girls. And, you know, just 45 minutes to an hour was not long enough. And I just would have girls coming up to me wanting advice, wanting help, and my heart just went out to them. And I'm like, what can I do? And I started researching, and one of our friends had published a print-on-demand book, and I was like, wow, this is a pretty good quality. And this was back in 2007, and I thought, I can do this. And I started researching, and in 2008, I published my first book, and it was actually a book that was a resource for the teen girls that I was speaking to. It was a print book and a PDF ebook. And, you know, one thing led to another. I quit my job as a physical therapist a little over 3 years ago, and I thought I was going to mostly be speaking. And some things just happened and ended up doing more writing. And because this became fairly prolific in 2012, I now have 35 books. And, you know, publishing books and book royalties ended up becoming the largest part of our income. And so it was just one of those things that one thing led to another. And now I'm actually helping authors, you know, with the things that I've learned. So it's been an interesting ride.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I love how one thing, you know, comes out of another thing. I think that's so important. So now, was this when you and your husband were down in Belize? Is that correct?
We were. We were in the country of Belize for 2 years. It was 2002 to 2004. So it was before that time, but we were you know, doing youth ministry there. I also was practicing as a physical therapist and helping children with disabilities. So we were doing volunteer work, missionary work, and it was after we came back from that that I actually got into publishing and writing.
Well, it's just amazing, and, you know, bless you for doing that work with the young people and the missionary work. I think service to other people is the most important activity that we can engage in, and I think people don't talk about it nearly enough.
Yeah, and I know you're involved in a lot in your community as well, so I just really appreciate that about you as well.
Thank you. I really get joy from that. Just today, I was working with the high school students with it's a group called Interact. It's the high school version of Rotary, and here at the high school in Santa Barbara, one of the public high schools, we've started the group there because they had done it in the private school, but I taught in the public schools, and I always feel like the kids in the public school really need it more. They don't have so many advantages, and I felt like, you know, really strong pull to work with that, and it's not easy to get it started, but lots of other people are helping, and it's just they're just wonderful, wonderful kids, great young people with great, great ideas.
That's awesome. I love seeing young entrepreneurs. I recently bought the Passion Planner. I don't know if you saw it going viral on Facebook, but it's a planner that a 24-year-old created, and she just her Kickstarter campaign just went wild and was very successful. And I just love seeing young entrepreneurs and young people having ideas that are successful. And so it's so awesome that you're, you know, pouring into people and just being able to have an influence in them.
Yes, yes. Well, no, I didn't see that. I would love to take a look at that. That sounds like something very, very exciting that's worth looking at. And, you know, yeah, I think I use the work I do with the young people as an opportunity to share with them what I do, because most of the kids that I'm working with, they don't have any idea what it means to really be an entrepreneur. And just today, they were trying to get going with one of the charities, the food pantry in Santa Barbara, and one person had called and left a phone message, and another person had sent an email, and that was before the holidays. That was the second week of December, and here we are at the beginning of the second week of January. And I said, no, I said, you have to make it happen. You have to, and they said, well, we're just waiting. I said, no, I said, I'm an entrepreneur. If I'm waiting for people, I said, I don't make any money. I can't pay my bills. And they said, oh. And I said, well, what would you do? And I said, you have to reach out in a bigger way. You have to find out who you can contact that will make all of this happen with work with the food pantry and also go there. And so they said, oh, they hadn't thought of that. So after the meeting, I drove over to the food bank, talked to people, got everything going, and we'll be ready to work in the warehouse and do some picking of fruits and vegetables, on-site picking at a farm. And we'll be ready to do that in 7 to 10 days. So I think it's a good example of how, we have to get moving, make everything happen.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, just such a great, you know, life example, but also example for all of us that have online business is sometimes you just need to take that extra step, take that extra initiative. And so that was a great, great real life example.
Right, because I think, you know, people that are in jobs, they tend to always be waiting. I know when I was, you know, teaching and everything, you wouldn't dream of going over anyone's head and making a phone call or something, because that probably wasn't the right thing to do. And I had to get over that immediately. And luckily was able to pull that off, do things in a different way. Well, all right, so you started the writing, and take us back and a little bit more about that. So you did the first book and the next book, and how was that progression, if you can really remember the details from like the first year of you writing and publishing on Amazon?
My first year, it was actually I was writing the resources online, because I first started in internet marketing in 2004. When we came back from Belize, I was just like, oh, I love having that freedom. That's another one of my core values is freedom. And I was like, I love having that freedom. I would love to be able to work for myself. And I was looking for ways to work from home. And so I started my first website in 2004. Well, by the time 2007 came, I had a lot of skills in websites and web design and SEO, all of those things. And I thought, you know, I could create a website for these teen girls with the information that I want to give them. And so it first started as a website. And now people might say it's like blogging your book. So I didn't technically have a blog. It was a SBI website, a site builder website.
Mm-hmm.
And I just created different pages, different articles on the different topics that I was getting questions about. So similar to online business, we get a lot of FAQs, a lot of questions, you know, similar things people are asking. We can create resources for them. And that's what I started doing for these teen girls. And so I was working full-time as a physical therapist. And I always tell people, if you think you don't have time to write, you really, really do. I mean, you can find time. Like, I was working full-time. I was traveling on the weekends speaking with my husband, and we were pretty busy at that time speaking. I was volunteering in my church. I was busy in my community. And yet, little by little, I would keep writing these articles in my spare time. And one of the things that really made the difference was, I think it was that same year, my husband and I decided to take a break from our cable television. And I really think it was one of the best decisions because it did. I was like sitting around thinking, okay, what do I do now? And I would write one of those articles, you know. And little by little, I started writing more articles. And so it took me about a year. And then it was a year later when I had the idea to compile a lot of those articles into a book that could be a print resource. And I did some editing. I added a study guide, like a Bible study guide in there for the girls, and I added resources for leaders and stuff like that and had a really valuable resource. But it was made just in the little chunks of time that I had throughout that year. And a year later, I had a book.
Excellent.
And then
excellent.
Yes. And then after that, it just got easier. I think with most things in life, it's like you get, at least for me, I love systems. And so I create systems. I create, you know, ways of doing things. And once I know how to do something, I can do it again so much easier. And so the next book was a lot easier. And then I also did some books where I co-authored with other people. And that's a great technique or a great option because you don't have to do all the writing. And then in 2012, when I really took off and wrote a lot of books, I was just doing it pretty much full time. And by that time, I developed my system. By that time, I was really strongly on Kindle, and a lot of them were ebooks. And so it wasn't necessarily, you know, every book wasn't necessarily in print as well, but a lot of them were ebooks. And so it's just been a process. And like, you know, developing my system, developing, you know, the way that I do things. And now that I look back on my first book, I'm like, oh my goodness, I have improved so much in my writing.
Yes, yes.
Just with practice, you know.
Yes, it really does make a difference over time. And I couldn't agree with you more about the television. You've actually been online, Shelley, longer than I have. I didn't even find out about anything until November, December 2005, and I started my business in 2006. So, yeah, you've been online longer. But, you know, with me, I really felt like I could not live without a few TV shows. And one of those shows was Grey's Anatomy, which is still on. I've never gone back to. And the other show was a show with, I can't think of her name, a tall, Gina something, very tall woman with kind of reddish hair. I don't remember, but she was playing the President of the United States. And I don't remember the name of the show, but I really felt that I could not live without that show. And Gina Davis, that was her name, and she's still an actress, and Grey's Anatomy. And so I was recording them for a while, and then I would allow myself once a week to watch a couple of hours, and then I stopped doing that. And the one with Gina Davis, where she was the president, was canceled because the government felt that it was not good for the American people to see a television series with a successful woman as president. They felt that not good for us. That was interesting. It was controversial. So it was gone. Grey's Anatomy still on, and I've never gone back to watching TV with any regularity. I will record a couple of things once in a while, but many times I just delete them. I don't ever see them. So that's important. That's so many more hours in our pocket every week.
It is. And, you know, I go in cycles. And, we still watch movies. We still watch Amazon Instant, you know, on demand, you know, shows or, you know, movies every once in a while. But recently I realized that Facebook was taking up a huge chunk of my time as well. And if I had spare time, I was just going through my feed because I love to connect with people. I was connecting with people. I was doing all these things. And I just realized that I needed to, similar to what I did way back in 2007 with TV, I needed to take a little bit more strong approach with Facebook and not let it control my time. And so now I took it off my phone, and I just check it when I'm on my computer in chunks of time. I still do it, you know, because it's part of my job, but it's not controlling me anymore. So there's so many things that it can be different for each one of us. There can be different things that control our time and are sucking up our time that we could be putting into other things that could be more productive, that could be more, just more rewarding, whether it's personal work, whatever it is, that we can get so much more out of our day if we just look at those things that are sucking our time.
Exactly. I saw an interesting comment by someone on Facebook a few days ago, and she was saying, I'm here on a regular basis and I'm still not seeing the payoff. And I thought about it, and then I went and looked at her personal page, and I thought, I didn't even know she had a business. And I still don't know. There's no clue. That's been a secret, evidently. And I thought, people aren't really understanding how you really can benefit from it, and in a short period of time, because I'm with you on that. I spend very little time. Connecting with people is not one of my core values. I have to push myself to be out among people as much as I am. And so it's natural for me to not want to be on social media. So that's, a different perspective of everything.
Exactly.
Yes, yes. All right, so now you're writing the books and time is passing. And what are the next steps for you? How do you start working with other authors and growing the business even bigger?
Well, eventually people just start asking me, like, how did you publish your book? How did you get published and what happened here? Because it was still kind of early in the days of print on demand, and people were just very curious and asking a lot of questions. And again, since I had those internet marketing skills, the skills with websites and all of that, I thought, I should start a website to teach people how to do this, And so I started a website in 2010, and it was a website that I've since rebranded into a new one. But my original website was self-publishing-coach.com. It's when, the dashes were there for SEO and all of that.
Yeah.
And I am in the process of actually selling that site. And so it was an asset that I was able to sell, and I've rebranded. But I started that site, and I started teaching authors, or teaching, soon to be authors, or, writers who wanted to be published, how to self-publish. And at that time, it was mostly CreateSpace, mostly print on demand, that sort of thing. And then really started to get into Kindle. So I think I published my first Kindle book in 2009, and then started teaching on ebooks and then audiobooks and so forth. And it was in 2013, I decided to, I really wanted to branch out and not just be about self-publishing, because sometimes there's a certain connotation, but also I really love marketing, and I really wanted to teach that side of it as well. But it just seemed kind of limited, the brand that I had been developing on the self-publishing coach site. So I rebranded and started my site, trainingauthors.com, and that's where I partnered with someone. I partnered with Heather Hart, and her and I have been, working on that site and continuing to grow, just that business for authors, and just helping them, providing resources and that sort of thing. And so it's just been one step at a time, one thing at a time, and just being able to expand that and really just wanting to help authors to get their books published and then to market their books, and then to grow their business.
Excellent. Well, I want to give people a link, and then I want you to tell me about it. It's my link for your inspirational graphics. It's connieloves.me/100graphics, 100 graphics, plural. And you're going to see an incredible offer of inspirational graphics when you go there. So, Shelley, how did that come to be? I love those graphics.
Yeah, so one of the things that I noticed that for authors was really, you know, really sucks time is social media. Just like I said with Facebook or with anything else, it's so easy to get on there to have it suck your time. Or do you even think, what do I post? What do I share on there? What do I do? And sometimes, you know, you just sit there and you think, oh, I don't have anything to say. What do I say? And so everyone, most everyone, really wants to be inspired or encouraged. And so what these graphics are general, you know, inspirational quotes that should be able to cross over just about any niche, and just that you can sprinkle into your other social media postings and things that are already done for you. They're already ready. All you have to do is upload it, schedule it, or, you know, get it going. And so it really saves a lot of time and just helps authors have content to be able to share with their following.
Yes, yes. Well, they're fantastic. And I want people to go there right away and get them. ConnieLoves.me/100graphics, 100 graphics. So, Shelley, when we were in our mastermind meeting in Colorado, it was wonderful. We all shared lots of information, and very, very quickly, you said that you had been inspired by that event and started doing some different things. So tell us about that, and tell us about your new podcast.
Yeah, so, you know, you just messaged me on Facebook and asked if I'd want to come up to this mastermind. I was like, sure. You know, I had something planned, but I was able to reschedule it or cancel it. I don't remember. And I thought, you know, this is an opportunity. I really want to be able to meet with you and just be there. I didn't know what to expect, but we just talked about some of our goals. It was interesting because sometimes I feel like just things fall in place when they're supposed to fall in place. And I had just been really thinking, like, what is the next step for me? What is the next step for me? And I even went, you know, to a fairly expensive mastermind retreat and just didn't still have clarity when I came away from there. And right before we met, I had actually written down a few goals for this next or for this year now. And I knew there were some things that I wanted to do to increase my expertise in my area and, you know, just become even more of an expert and seen in that way. And I talked to you about that. And I said, these are some of the goals that I have. These are some of the things that I'm thinking of doing. And right away, you were like, well, I think you should do this, this, and this. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. I'm pretty straightforward. People find that, if they ask me, I mean, I don't give unsolicited advice, but if someone asks me and I've been watching somebody for a while, then a lot of times I can pinpoint a whole lot of things. So
yeah,
I like
much,
to speak up.
Yeah, and you pretty much nailed it on the head. I didn't realize what I was doing, but you were like, you know, I see you doing a lot of partnerships. I think it's time for you to do something on your own. And, you know, that, you know, sometimes it may look like you don't have the confidence because you're always, you know, have these partners. I thought, oh, you know, I didn't even realize that because I love, you know, I love connecting. I love community. I love working with people. And, you know, it's just, I guess I never realized it, but just having you talk to me about that and then giving me very specific things. I think the biggest thing that scared me was you were like, I think you need to have your own live event, and you need to do this, and you need to do that. And I was like, oh, that seems kind of scary. But, you know, I came home, and I wrote it all out, and I was just like, and I was, you know, I prayed about it, and I was just like, this, I really think this is what I'm supposed to do. And so the last, I don't even remember what day it was that we met, but the last however many weeks, I have just been really in strategy mode and developed a new brand. I mean, out of that mastermind came a whole new brand, a whole new thing, and a whole new business pretty much. And, I mean, it's just so valuable. And, I mean, it was amazing, like, what came out of that mastermind. It was, like, just 1 or 2 hours, and I have, you know, a whole new focus now for this year. And I am going to start my own podcast that is just me, and that I'm going to be also planning my first live event for 2015. So
Excellent. A
lot of exciting things planned.
Yes, yes. And, you know, if people could see me right now, I'm grinning from ear to ear. I love it when I'm able to connect with people in this way and have really amazing things come from it. That I feel like that's my gift from God, to be able to do that. And when people listen, because not everybody will listen, a lot of people, they'll say, oh, no, I have this other thing I'm going to do. And it's sometimes it's years later before I have that chance to connect with them again. So the fact that you jumped right in and took action and really felt that it was good advice for you and it would take you in a direction that was your intention, I think that's very, very important.
Yeah, and it really is a gift. I think that when somebody can hear, you know, where you're at, you know, hear what your goals are and then be able to just steer you, it's almost like steering a boat, you know?
Yes.
Steer you in the right direction, and then I have to keep doing the rowing and the paddling and you know everything it takes to get there, but I needed somebody outside of me just to give me that little bit of direction and to steer me in that way, and then I was off and running. So that's exactly what I needed at the very exact time. And so if anyone listening ever has an opportunity to, you know, mastermind with Connie or to mentor with her, I definitely recommend it, because it was a gold mine for me.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very, very kind of you. And now you'll be coming to my event, my Write, Publish, Prosper event in the end of March in Los Angeles. Very excited that you'll be coming to that.
Yes, I saw a picture on Facebook the other day. You posted about the venue. I was like, wow, that looks really nice.
Yes, it's just 2 miles from the beach, so that's always a very nice, it's a beautiful location, and I'm going to go down there again in February and spend even more time. It's not an area I go to very often because there's a lot of traffic between Santa Barbara or Santa Clarita and the area where it is south of the airport in Los Angeles. So I am going to go down there again. It's really beautiful. But I hope to be able to tap into your knowledge and experience with everything and have you even add to the event in a bigger way.
Yeah, I mean, I would love that. I'm there to soak up everything I can, too, and just to interact. And I thought, man, if I can get this much out of being around Connie for 2 hours, I need to have more time. But, you know, I also want to see how you run your live events, you know, because that's one of my goals for 2015. I really want to see how you run yours and, you know, how it goes, and, you know, just even pick up some clues from even being there as a participant. So,
yes, and that's really so, so important. And I was just thinking the other day that I had gone to someone's event, someone that I used to be at a mastermind with, and I won't name him, but he's a pretty big name. And I had gone to one of his events about 3 years ago, and he did something at his event that I spoke to him about afterwards. And it was in regards to how he invited people into his program afterwards and just how he did. I never had seen it done that way. And I said, I'd love to be able to use these ideas that you have. And he says, yes, you know, please do it. And I was thinking that, you know, just what I learned from him, and it was an event I almost didn't go to, but I thought it'd be interesting and to connect with him again after a few years of not being in the mastermind with him any longer. And what I learned from him has made me $500,000. And,
wow.
I mean, you know, I was thinking about that just the other day, and I thought, boy, isn't that amazing that you go to somebody's event, you get ideas, and you say, gee, I like how they did this, I don't like how they did this. Like, for one thing, at his event, he had almost 100 people, and so does Dennis Becker, and so does some other people, and I knew right then that I didn't want to have an event that large. I had had an event with Jeanette Cates, our first one, back in 2009 that was about 100 people. And that's too many people. So I call mine boutique events and keep them to about 40 people maximum. So, you know, different things that you pick up, something that you thought you might want to do, and then you say, oh, no, I don't like how that works at all. And then you change your mind and do it differently.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, it's that way with a lot of things. And I think even as I've taken courses online, I see things and I'm like, oh, I really like this, or wonder how they did that. And, you know, you get ideas and be able to, I always feel like, at least for me, it's like I'm in a constant state of improvement. There's always things that I can improve on, but especially when I'm starting something new, I like to do, you know, I like to do research, and I like to be able to know, like, what's working well and what's not. And I know you've done your live events for a while and they're working for you. So interested to be able to come and see how you do them.
Yes, and like this time, I've switched. I was doing them in Las Vegas for so long, and now, and what's amazing is, you know, sometimes we try to push against something, and I was pushing against the idea that the hotel I love using wasn't available during the spring, and every weekend I tried, they just, anytime I was available, they weren't. And I thought, you know, you have to listen. When God's talking to you, you must be open to this and listen. It's not meant to be in Las Vegas in the spring of 2015. And so it forced me really out of my comfort zone to contact this other place. It's a lot more expensive, but boy, it's going to be worth every penny of it. And I, my people, my Platinum Mastermind members, they're the people I go to first. I said, I haven't signed the contract yet, but this is where I'm thinking, and, you know, what do all of you think? They all loved it. Every single person was very excited. Even the person in my group who lives in Las Vegas said he can't wait, that he and his wife will come. It'll be an adventure for them. And so everything falls into place, and I think it's so important that we listen in this way. Well, Shelley, we've come to the end of our time, and is there anything else that you want to share with people about their ability to write, or if they should write or not? How do they know if they should, and what do you want to leave them with?
Yeah, I think that, you know, for me, the message I want to leave with is I really believe every person has a gift, an ability, a talent, you know, an idea, some sort of message to share. And it doesn't mean you have to be a writer. It doesn't mean you have to be a, you know, person that is really good at grammar or English or those things. You know, don't let those things hold you back, because you have something to share with the world. You have something that is valuable, and I encourage you, you know, to take those steps. I'm taking some really uncomfortable steps this year, and, you know, I'm like, you know, it's time to really, for me to, you know, step out of my comfort zone, but to shine, and not just to shine for me, but to help so many other people with what I know and what I learned. So I just really encourage everybody to shine and to not hide what you have, you know, but to be willing to step out. And, you know, I know Connie and I know so many other people have the resources and the systems that work. And so find a system that works and then just, you know, start chipping away and do it.
Excellent, excellent advice. And I really feel that coming from your heart. And that's so important with all of this. All right. Well, I want you to check out what Shelley is doing. Go to trainingauthors.com, correct? Is that correct?
Yes.
Trainingauthors.com, and you're going to pick up your incredibly beautiful and wonderful inspirational graphics at connieloves.me/100graphics. So this is Connie Reagan Green from Huge Profits Tiny List. Please subscribe so that you can listen to all of the calls in the podcast series. And thanks again for joining us, Shelley.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Connie.